an ongoing threat to the country. The words of the judge who sentenced the founder of the right-wing militia group, the Oath Keepers, to 18 years in jail. Stuart Rhodes, a former paratrooper, was convicted of seditious conspiracy, essentially trying to overthrow the government by firing up those who staged the assault on the capital on January 6, 2021. They were trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden as president. He claimed in court he was a political prisoner, a position rejected by the judge.
There's no way that he was the leader or the director of what happened on January 6th. He was just a convenient target. The Oath Keepers were a convenient target. The DOJ looked at them and said, oh, here are the scapegoats of what happened on January 6th.
Rhodes and his followers dressed in combat-style gear to converge on the Capitol. While he never entered, he was in constant contact with those inside. He had stashed weapons in nearby hotels, and prosecutors said he was ready to use them to force Congress to back Donald Trump. The defence argued Rhodes should be essentially freed today, having spent 16 months in prison. But the judge clearly felt that the offences needed a much stiffer sentence. And 18 years is the longest jail term handed to anyone convicted of offences from January the 6th. Rhodes' claim of being a political prisoner echoes the words of some Republican members of Congress. They have defended those charged and convicted of offences from January the 6th. And Donald Trump, running for re-election as US president, has promised pardons for all convicted if he wins. More than 1,000 people have been charged with offences surrounding January the 6th, 2021. Rhodes is to appeal the conviction and the length of his jail term. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.